Greatest hallelujah. Well, good morning, church.
Morning.
Good to see you all this morning here in the house of the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all here to Sittingbourne Baptist Church. And if this is your first time here with us, you are so, so welcome. If you are visiting again for a second or a third time, you are so welcome. Or if you are a regular, you are also very, very welcome. Because all are welcome in the Father's house. Today is a special day because It's an opportunity again for us to worship God together. But we're also grateful for the added blessing of having baptisms this morning. We are scheduled to have 5 baptisms this morning, but we are awaiting one more of our candidates, so we definitely have 4, but we're awaiting Martin, so hopefully Martin will be here with us shortly. Before we pray, I just want to read some verses of scripture, and I'm not going to be preaching a full sermon today, but I want to call your attention just to a few verses as we are continuing our series of theology from the ocean. We're looking at the ocean over the next few weeks. And this morning I want to lift Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, and we're going to read verse 1 to 3. And it reads like this: "But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear." Can we say that together? Do not fear, yes. "For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." And verse 3, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead." Amen. Beautiful words from Isaiah, the prophet, the word of the Lord for Israel, and the word of the Lord for us. I'm going to leave with you just 3 points, very brief points, in just a moment after we watch a short video clip. But before we do that, why don't we just open in prayer as we welcome the presence of the Lord into this service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the joy and the privilege of being able to worship you freely together this morning. Lord, we don't take that lightly. And we're mindful of the fact that for some Christians around the world, in various parts of this world, there are conditions, there are regulations, there are laws in some countries that do not allow the freedom of worship and praise to you without the threat of persecution. And Lord, we do think, Lord, of those of our brothers and sisters who are serving you in those locations, that you would bless them with your strength, with your peace in the midst of turmoil and even persecution. So Lord, as we worship you here now, we pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would come and have your way. Lord, we look to you, Jesus Christ, the name above all names, that at your name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Lord, I pray for each and every one of us now, as we enter into your presence, as we sing your praises, as we reflect, Lord, on your blessings and your goodness towards us, and as we join in and celebrate, Lord, with these, Lord, your people who have come forward today to be baptized, we pray that everything that is said and done will be to your name and to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask a very important question at this time for our children who are present. Is there any of our young ones experiencing the joy of a birthday in and around this week? Any of our young people, children, having a birthday in and around this week? Is there one? Oh, yes, CUDA, yes. She had a yes. Can I say that it was a big one?
Yeah. I was
50. Well, let us sing happy birthday to CUDA. And Bob. Oh, yes. And Bob as well. Happy birthday, Bob.
And it's Lizzie's birthday. She's at the top.
Lizzie. Oh, yes. Happy birthday. Even for those who wanted to keep it quiet, our fellow brothers and sisters are putting you right in it. First week in July. Oh, happy birthday to you. Let's sing happy birthday to all these who are having the joy of a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Yes. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to ask our children, just our the creche and the Ignite groups, to now leave for your groups. So you're going quite early this morning, and you're going to have ample time to learn more about the Lord. So let's pray for them as they leave. The way you're going to be staying in today for the whole service, but just the Ignite children, you're going to be going out to your groups. Let's pray for them as they go. Lord, we thank you so much for our children. We thank you that you've blessed this church, Lord, with a large number of young people in this church. And we pray now as they go to their groups that, Lord, you will just bless them. And, Lord, may they learn more about you, your love, your goodness, and your grace. Bless them now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Have a great time in your groups. Amen. Amen. Now, we've done this before. We're going to do this little exercise of praise before I proceed further in the service. So we're going to split right down the middle. So on my left side, your right, your song is simply this. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Then this side are going to sing. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise. Yes, you got it. One more time. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now this side you're going to sing. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
ye the Lord.
Everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Yes. Amen. Let's do that one more time. It sounds beautiful. We're going to switch it up. So this time you're going to start. My right. Your left. You ready? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise
yes.
The
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Everybody, praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to watch just a short video clip. It's very short, so we may just loop it twice. And I want you just to pay close attention to this video. And I want you to really pay close attention to what's going on. Okay. Over to you, tech team.
You're panicked. Don't panic. You're good. You're good, bro. You got this. This is going to make a sick shot, and it'll be cool.
You know what? Six shot?
Six shot.
Yeah, I like six
for the ground.
For the ground?
Yeah,
for the
two?
For the thumbnail.
Oh, if it's for the
thumbnail, bro.
Dude, Mike, just hop on it. Hop on it.
No, hey, I don't think I'm gonna float.
You're gonna float.
No, I'm not.
I've seen this a million times. You're good.
Bro, please.
I promise, you're good. You want me to get in with you? I'll get in with you. Hold on, look.
Hold me slowly until I float.
Okay, let go. You got the life jacket on, man. You're good.
No,
you're good.
You're floating.
You're good.
No.
Hold your breath. You're floating right now. Now hold on to the fish. He floats. There you go.
No.
I want to just leave with you this morning just 3 points from this video in connection to what we read from Isaiah chapter 43. The first point I want to leave with you today from this short video clip, number one, is remember it's easy to judge from the safety of the boat. Can we say that together? It's easy to judge from the safety of the boat. There's a quote that I love. It says, "Never judge a man's steps unless you've walked a mile in his shoes." Because what may be shallow waters for one may be extremely deep waters for someone else. And we've always got to be compassionate, considerate of what others are going through in their lives, and not be quick to judge what someone else is going through. Because it's easy to sit back from the safety of the boat and look at other people's struggles and say, oh, why don't they just get on with it? Why don't they just man or woman up? Why don't they just stop complaining, stop whining? It's not that hard what they're going through. But we've got to always remember that what may be comfortable and not so challenging for us may be extremely difficult for someone else. Remember, it's easy to judge from the safety of the boat. Did you see his friends from the boat? They were saying, it's going to be okay. They were in the safety of the boat, but the man was in the deep waters. He was panicking. But they were saying, it's okay. Do it for the gram. Do it for social media. It's okay. It's easy to say that when you're in the comfortability of the boat. But secondly, recognize you are not alone in the deep. Can we say that together? Recognize you are not alone in the deep. Although his friends were making light of his ordeal, what I love about it is that some of his friends there were saying, we will get out in the ocean with you. He said, do you want me to get in there with you? They were kind to offer their friend help and support in his time of distress. Do you want me to get in there with you? And friends, don't we know that as Christians, that whenever we go through the deep waters of our lives, we know that we are not alone, that God is with us, even in the depths of the waters. And that's exactly what Israel needed to understand here in Isaiah chapter 43. In verse 2 it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. It will not consume you. And I want to encourage someone today. It may feel like you are drowning in the depths of your situation and what you're going through. But I want to encourage you today. You are not alone in the deep. God is with you. And he promised to always be with you in the good and the bad. Even when it feels like this is too much, I feel consumed. God is right there in the midst of the deep. But third and finally, not only should we remember that it's easy to judge from the safety of the boat. Secondly, recognize that you're not alone in the deep. But third and finally, I want you to take away with you today, realize that you have the ultimate life jacket. You have the ultimate life jacket. The man in the video was scared that he was going to drown, that he was going to sink under. He says, I'm not going to float. I'm going to sink. He was scared that the waters would consume him. But he failed to recognize that he was wearing a life jacket. And the whole purpose of the life jacket is to keep us afloat. But as Christians, we recognize that we have the ultimate life jacket. His name is Jesus Christ. Because just as I said last week, all of us who were born into this world, we were born with a sin problem. And sin has the power to consume us. It has the power to make us sink under the depths of the ocean. But we have Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate life jacket. That when we were sinking deep in our sins, Jesus Christ came to earth. He died on the cross. He was buried in a tomb, but he rose again with all power in his hands. And now we can declare the good news of the gospel to this world, that we have the remedy for sin, the ultimate life jacket, that whatever you are going through, Jesus Christ can offer us salvation. Just like Israel that needed redemption. It says here that the fires will not burn you. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. We have the Lord in and through us, even in the depths of the waters. And he is the ultimate life jacket that not only keeps us afloat in this life, but allows us to experience and live our lives even to the fullest. Life abundantly. Life to the full. So it's not just about we just are living to survive in this world, but God also wants us to thrive in this world. He has given us this great gospel, this good news, and the power and the freedom of the Holy Spirit that not only allows us to be saved from our sins, but also to thrive in this lost world and to point people to a loving Savior who is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. So I want you to take away those points this morning. Remember, it's easy to judge from the safety of the boat. Recognize that you are not in the deep waters alone. But third and finally, we have the solution. We have the remedy. Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate life jacket. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we are going to proceed now to the baptisms. And we are so grateful that we have four. I see Graham shaking his head. So it's four this morning who will be baptized. But before we proceed to the baptisms, we're going to stand, if you're able, and sing together In Christ Alone. And then we're going to hear from Candice, who will come and share her testimony.
This solid ground. his body lay, lying on the wall by darkness lay, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and said his life in victory, since Christ has lost his grip on me.
Amen. Please do take your seats. We're going to have some short testimonies now from the candidates who will be preparing to be baptized. So first Candice is going to come, followed by Lewis, and then Tony, and then Paul. So Candice, please come on up and share your testimony.
Thank you. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So, I've always known Jesus my whole life because I was raised into a Christian family. But it's only recently now that I have started to walk with Christ in this last year or so. It's been incredible and it's been utterly life-changing. But I've also had to humble myself. I've had to let go of the things that I thought I knew to make room for the things that he needed me to know. The rest that he gives me and the love that he showers me with every day is beyond words. I am forever grateful for the perfect sacrifice he was willing to give for us for our salvation, for we are so loved. Mm. Being baptized today is my little love letter to my Father, and I couldn't be more excited.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You can take your seat for this one. Lewis, please come on up and share your testimony.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, I was waiting for the splash first. before obviously coming to church and meeting my wife, I was a non-believer. Oh, sorry, I'm a bit too tall for you. I just sort of grew up not really knowing God, not really knowing Jesus. And then I met my wife and she slowly sort of, you know, spoke about him, sort of showed me about him. And I always think back to the parable Jesus talks about the sower and how it was falling on fertile soil into the thorns or onto the grass. So, yeah, bringing Jesus and God to my life has really changed everything for me. And I wouldn't be happy, and I'm just immensely blessed.
Amen. 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 And we're so grateful to have Tony with us. Tony is Candice's father, and Tony lives in Newport in Wales, and when he found out that his daughter was going to be baptized today, he was impressed as well on his heart to be baptized, something he wanted to do for quite a long time, and so I had a chance to meet with him yesterday, and it was such a good time just to talk and to share. So come on up and share your testimony, Tony.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I was going to say I'll come up here and keep it very short. I just have a swim and we'll get out of here. But, as Candy said, she was also brought up in a believing home. And as I was, right from a very young age, I can remember my mom teaching me to say my prayers from the age of about 5 years old. The little gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And from there, obviously, she taught me the Lord's Prayer. And then as I grew older, I started going to church, youth groups and things like that. And at the age of 14, I gave my life to the Lord. And throughout my whole life, although it's been very up and down, I could definitely feel the Lord's presence in my life, and it saved me many, many times. And I'd say the last 3 years, I've decided to, I really need to walk closer with the Lord again. And that's what's brought me here. So when I heard from Candy's getting baptized, I thought, I've got to have you in on this one. Thank you very
Bless
much.
Bless you. Welcome. Tony. Paul, sorry, Paul. Come on up, Paul, and share your testimony.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Paul. During my childhood, I was raised as a Christian, but fully turned to the Lord about 2 years ago. It was during a time in my life that made me feel helpless and confused. I reached out to God and asked Him to forgive me my sinful life and to take over. Romans 10. Since then, God has answered many of my prayers and brought purpose and meaning to my life. Having God in my life gives me the strength to go through every day. Psalm 23. Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sins, rose on the third day so I can be saved and receive eternal life. The world don't owe me, God does.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to now ask Candice to come, and that she's going to make her way into the pool. We thank God for Ian and for Fiona, who will lead our baptisms today.
Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and
Holy Spirit? Yes, I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior and Lord?
Absolutely.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in His church and in the world?
Yes.
So, Candice, on confession of your faith and at your own request, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the
Amen. Now, Candice has selected a song for us to sing for her baptized. It's called Praise by Elevation Worship.
Praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded. I praise God, you're faithful. Praise God, you're true. Praise, there's nobody that's greater than you. I praise God, you're sovereign. Praise God, you're great. Praise God, you rose and defeated the grave. I praise God, you're faithful. Praise God, you're true. Praise God, let nobody greater than you.
Praise God. Well, Lewis, come on up.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in His church and in the world?
Yes.
Lewis, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. And Lewis has selected a song called The Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
your kingdom come. That's what it's all about. We want the Father's kingdom to come. Tony, come on up into the waters of baptism. Tony? Waterproof.
Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in His church and in the world?
I do.
Tony, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Now, Tony has selected one of the great, great hymns of the church. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How great thou art. Paul, please come on up into the waters of baptism. And just before he's baptized, I just want to share with you a wonderful little, just to see how God works. You know, Paul, he called the church office some weeks ago, desiring to be baptized. And then we found out that Ian, some time ago, was it years ago or a
couple of years
ago, Paul actually done some work in Ian's house. So there was that connection there. Those years ago, and now. So it's amazing how God works, and now he's here to be baptized. So praise the Lord.
So, Paul, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, your own personal Savior and Lord?
Yes, I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in the church and in the world?
Yes, I do.
So, Paul, on profession of your faith and of your own request, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A thousand hallelujahs. Today we have witnessed four baptisms, and the meaning, the deeper meaning of why baptism is so important is because each of those four individuals have made a decision, a very important decision, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They have surrendered to Him, and they have made a commitment to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The question I want to leave with you today is simply put, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have not yet come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I want to lovingly encourage you today that the day you hear His voice, do not harden your heart, but allow Christ to come in. He wants to walk with you through this journey of life. Following Jesus is the best decision that you and I could ever make. Jesus simply said, whosoever will, let them come. And the call is still going forth even now. Come to Jesus. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you've done in your life, it does not matter. The call is simply come to Jesus. But I also want to encourage you and also caution you this morning that one day the call to follow Jesus will cease. We are blessed in this current time with this dispensation that God has blessed us with. It's called grace. But there's coming a time when that dispensation of grace will cease. Now here's the good news, and here's the point of it all, of the gospel. Every knee will bow. But it's either now or later. And it's better to bow now than have to bow later. Tomorrow is not promised, but today is a great opportunity to embrace the love of God through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross so you and I can have a right to the tree of life. If you do not know Jesus Christ, then you cannot be assured of your salvation. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried and He rose again. That's why He said, whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. But the question is, what do you believe in? Whom do you believe in? Because whoever has the Son has life. But whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. My task is not to scare you into heaven, but my task is to share with you the good news. And here is the good news, that Jesus Christ loves you and He wants to have a relationship with each of you today. There may be one today that wants to make a commitment, just like the four today, to say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be baptized in His name. I want to walk in the newness of life. If you're here today, I want you to raise your hand in faith. If you want salvation, if you want to commit yourself to the waters of baptism, if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus. Maybe you strayed away because of the pressures of this life, but today is a great opportunity to say, I want to get back serving in the line of Christian duty. I want to walk with the Lord. So if you're here today, if you need salvation, if you need to rededicate your life, if you want to be baptized, or even if you want prayer, I want you to raise your hand now. I want you to raise your hand now in faith. If you want Jesus Christ, if you want to be baptized, if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus, I want you to raise your hand right now. Is there one? Amen. Well, the call has gone forth, and I'm going to pray now, but I want to celebrate along with these four today that we have the good news of Jesus, that our sins have been buried, and we can rise to walk in the newness of life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the great party in heaven, for the great celebration in heaven, because we know that heaven rejoices over one sinner that comes to repentance than over 99 just persons. And Lord, we celebrate along with heaven for the great joy of salvation, the great joy to know that our sins have been forgiven, and the great joy to know that Jesus Christ has come to set us free from the penalty and the weight of our sins. So Lord, we do pray for Tony and for Paul, for Candice and for Lewis, for the great step, Lord, that they have made today to walk with you, to honor you, to live for you. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, for those of you, for us who have been serving you for a long time, that we would be inspired today to continue to seek you and to walk with you. Lord, I pray for those who have been struggling, Lord, in their faith journey because of the obstacles in the way, because of the pressures of this life. I pray today that they would leave encouraged, knowing that you have not forsaken them, that you are always there. And could there be one today that, Lord, has been impressed and touched in the heart, that wants to serve you, that maybe is vacillating in the mind whether I should serve you or not? I pray, Lord, that you will continue to minister to them this week, that, Lord, that they would know and feel your presence, and that you would lead them into truth. So, Lord, as we prepare to draw this service to a close, Lord, we just thank you for the joy that we feel amongst us today. We thank you, Lord, for your peace, and to know the joy of our salvation that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We give you the glory now, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We're going to draw this service to a close, but after Adrian comes just to share an update with us concerning the heating system, I'm going to pray the benediction, and then the worship team are going to come. And if you want to just stay before you go out into the lounge for teas and coffees, they're just going to sing about 3 songs, and we're just going to celebrate and worship God together before we go. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. Come on up, Adrian.
Not quite sure how I follow this, but because this is quite boring, really. But the good news is the team of workers that are coming to do the new boiler and the new heating system start tomorrow. Yeah. So you'll be really grateful when we get to October, November, and you'll be sitting here and it'll be lovely and warm. Just a heads up, basically, obviously, they're going to be working in the church, ripping out all the old stuff before they put in the new heating system. So please, if you can, avoid having to come to the church. Most of the meetings are off at the moment anyway. They've finished for the till September. This should take about two and a half weeks. It won't affect our morning services. We still carry on with our morning services in the same way. But they obviously will be working throughout the church at different times. So if you do need to come in about anything, please contact Bev in the church office because she'll let you know if you can get in. It won't affect any of the evening meetings because they'll only be working from about 7 in the morning till 5 in the evening, Monday to Friday. So it won't affect anything on a Saturday or Sunday. If you've got any questions, please come and find me after the service and ask. I have spoken to most of the people who run meetings during the week, but if you've got anything, please ask. But they start on Monday, so praise God for that, and we are looking forward to having a lovely warm winter.
Thanks, Adrian. Just one point for the men in the house. One meeting that will be on this week is Thursday evening. This Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m., calling all the men to meet us here in the church. We're going to have our first man cave session. So it's going to be really, really good. So all men, if you can be here at 7:30 p.m. This won't be the only one. It's going to be part one. But this is going to be our inaugural start of our first man cave session. And we're looking forward to this. So all the men, meet us. It's going to be a really, really empowering time for all the men right here in the church at 7:30 p.m. All the men say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday. I'm going to pray the benediction, then our worship team is going to lead us. And as I said, feel free, if you need to go, then you can go. But if you want to stay and praise and worship God, we're going to do that together. Let me pray. So, Father, we thank you again for all that we have seen and witnessed, our hearts have felt this morning. We thank you for worship that has been spirit-filled and heartfelt. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for Jesus Christ, for all that he has done for us. And Lord, for obeying his command to be baptized in his name. So Lord, as we prepare to leave this place now, but never from our Lord's presence, until we meet again, now unto him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work within each of us. To God be the glory for great things he has done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our first song, I believe, is Praise is Rising. Amen.
Thank you. while, I don't think. The greatest day in history. Feel free to stand, sit, stay, go, whatever. But it's nice to have you all here with us. Strengthens the sustenance and just bring him glory, and then you really can get.